Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 3rd, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Should proprietary trading firms be regulated? Regulators are now taking a closer look at proprietary trading, or prop trading, in the wake of recent market uncertainties. Prop traders use their firm's capital to trade, aiming to boost the firm's balance sheet. While prop trading brings liquidity and efficiency to markets, regulations around it remain unclear. After the 2008 financial crisis, U.S. regulators introduced policies like the Dodd-Frank Act to address prop trading activities. Now, the European Securities and Markets Authority is examining prop trading firms for potential oversight. While tighter regulation could weed out bad actors, it may also burden independent prop firms and lead to capital constraints. However, firms like Pipfarm offer a secure platform for traders, prioritizing the trader experience and risk management. Whether regulation will benefit or harm the prop trading industry remains to be seen.
West Africa has long had a wealth of gold resources. Companies are now looking to regions like Liberia for their as-yet untapped potential. West Africa has long been a hotspot for gold mining, with regions like Liberia now catching the eye of companies like Pasofino Gold. With favorable geology and straightforward permitting processes, West Africa has seen significant economic growth. Liberia, in particular, is considered the last untapped gold frontier in the region. The country's GDP is expected to grow by 5.5% through 2024, driven by the mining industry. Pasofino Gold, with its Dugbe Gold Project, is working closely with the Liberian government to ensure responsible mining practices and community support. The company's recent addition of Emre Kayesholu to its board of directors highlights its commitment to maximizing the value of the Dugbe mine and reducing capital expenses. With gold prices on the rise, the future looks promising for Pasofino Gold in Liberia.
Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Z Consulting LLC and The Bridge. Benchmark International facilitated the transaction between Z Consulting LLC and The Bridge. Z Consulting is a boutique consulting firm specializing in helping companies improve their business practices for optimal effectiveness and efficiency. The Bridge is a team of strategy and technology consulting professionals focused on empowering leaders to drive progress in transforming their teams and industries. The strategic combination will allow Z Consulting to leverage The Bridge's expertise for continued growth. This partnership is a great match between two industry leaders, according to Kevin Barrett, transaction director at Benchmark International.
Fort Minerals Corp. announces shares for debt agreement. Forty Minerals Corp. has agreed to settle $56,600 of debt by issuing 283,000 common shares at $1.20 per share. This includes $34,000 owed to officers and directors and $22,600 to a third party. The shares will be subject to a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. The debt settlement is expected to close on July 9, 2024, pending necessary approvals. Forte Minerals Corp. is a junior exploration company with assets in partnership with Globetrotters Resources Peru SAC, focusing on copper and gold projects in Peru. The company is committed to community engagement and environmental stewardship. For more information, contact Forte Minerals Corp. at 604-983-8847 or visit their website at forteminerals.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.